I think we already did the disclosure, but just in case. I'm Lisa Anderson Shaw. I'm the director of the Ethics Consult Service at UIC Medical Center, which is University of Illinois in Chicago. And my doctorate's in public health policy and administration, but I'm a nurse practitioner by background, so I have a joint appointment with the College of Medicine and the College of Nursing at UIC. And what I want to talk about today is how we can integrate public health concepts, issues into the nursing curriculum. When we talk about public health versus acute care, now Kahan already spoke to that a little bit, but nursing education for the most part is really centered in acute care for the most part. Our undergraduate curriculum is what I'll speak to mostly here. Whether this is in hospital or outpatient, but it's really that acute event that brings somebody there to get some help for whatever reason. And much of our healthcare provider education in the United States is really centered around this acute care concept, even medicine, nursing, allied health. And the U.S. healthcare system, of course, I think we just had that vote, 2 days ago, which may change a lot of things for us, but right now we're really focused on individual healthcare events, right? And when we look at public health in bioethics and in nursing education, most of our undergraduate, and I am speaking to the undergraduate nursing program specifically, have some community-based health, at least in our curriculum we do, or courses related to community health, usually at an upper level, senior level. And many of these courses are focused on public health nursing, although some may be emphasized in community-focused or community-based nursing. So they might have some clinical practicum that they have to go out in the community health, like home care nursing, things like that. And includes more aspects of community health than exclusively public health. So we're pretty good at that. But when we look at public health nursing, public health usually is associated with government health programs, you know, the Chicago Public Health Association or clinics, things like that. And populations, not individuals, are the concept of interest. That's nothing new. We're all public health people here. So we're used to looking at groups, neighborhoods, areas, geographic areas. I do a lot of work in rural healthcare ethics in Illinois because if you go past Chicago, anything south of Chicago mostly is small and rural, with critical access hospitals. Our institutions are small, and so we look at those groups, and that's what we concentrate on. It's comprised of activities that promote the health of a population, not just the individual, and minimization of a risk for the environment and the prevention of disease through public outreach. So this, again, is nothing new. But how do we incorporate public health and social justice? Most of our undergraduate nursing programs have courses, again, in community health, which introduce topics. And we've yet to, at least at UIC, to incorporate an ethics course that's a full ethics course for our undergraduate nursing students. We do have one in the graduate program, but what I'm told is that most of our ethics education is integrated within the other courses. But sometimes that's hard for students to pick out unless they have a full course. Graduate nursing programs allow for a number of specialties, like in our acute care nurse practitioner program. They have specialties they can go into, and one is community health. And so that's that. Then they can really concentrate on community health issues. But pretty much in the other programs we have, they're acute care. Even in family medicine, it's acute care, you know, the event that comes in. So the challenge for us as an undergraduate and or a graduate professor in colleges of nursing is to maintain the overall importance of public health concepts within the various courses and specialties rather than simply have one or two lectures devoted to a topic of community or public health. So we really want to integrate the concepts in a real thoughtful and pronounced way in our curriculums. The future of healthcare must include public or community health if we're ever going to move toward this universal healthcare system that that we look forward to. And nurses have influence in the health of their patients, of their populations, of the people that we serve in community health, public health, and in acute care. In all areas of healthcare, nurses are in a position to influence environmental, behavioral, and medical conditions on the individual basis, and then they can influence populations through that. But it has to be really a conscious effort. And we really must look at public health context of social justice as well in order to provide the healthcare resources needed to socially in a responsible manner. I get a lot of consults in the acute setting for healthcare ethics related issues of medical futility, for instance, resource allocation, things like that. And often the providers will say, you know, it seems like we're spending an ungodly amount of money on this particular situation. Wouldn't it be great if we could transfer that money to, you know, community, to a more people rather than one? And our system just doesn't handle that concept in that way. We don't transfer money from one bundle to another. It's just the individual. So there's really no incentive to look at ways we can do better in those situations. What we need to do is look at our curricula and do some revising, I think. The American Association of Colleges of Nursing, in their position statement of baccalaureate and graduate nursing education, state, with constant change predicted in healthcare for the foreseeable future, it is imperative that nursing education programs themselves act as agent of change. It is the responsibility of the nursing education in collaboration with practice settings to shape practice, not merely respond to the changes in the practice environment. So this is one of our statements of proactive public health curriculum changes. The AACN also values that nurses not only care for people, but also tend the environment in which care happens. So we really do, upon discharge or upon, you know, when they're leaving the clinic, what's it like at your house? What do you need? How can we help you get these resources if we can? So we really do go beyond that specific moment, but, you know, we don't really teach our students how to do that. They kind of learn because patients come back and they haven't been able to fulfill their post-op directions or things like that because they didn't get the resources. So we really have to look at those situations. The AACN also advocates that nursing schools education students with skills to negotiate the political system as well as to educate public and policymakers of nursing role within the overall scheme of healthcare. I don't think we do as good a job in the nursing schools as we do in the public health schools to get folks, you know, fired up about politics and about change at a state or even like a smaller level in government. I think a lot of times we're busy and we don't really kind of think about those things. But students are usually very keen on making change happen. And if we can help them get the tools that they need, they can go forward, just like the law students and the medical students. So our current nursing curriculum, we reviewed several undergrad and graduate nursing curriculum, and they show a general lack of dedicated required courses in bioethics, social justice, and public health. And this was just a really informal, random online survey. And it's difficult to assess if related content is covered in courses such as research, assessment of acutely ill clients. These are just some course names that came up in my search. Concepts of nursing practice, leadership. My guess is that some of the ethical paradigms are discussed within the content of these courses, but it's hard to tell just from the general curriculum. So what I did was I looked at the ethics framework for public health, and some of you may be familiar with the CAS framework, and I'll just review these really quickly. Number one, what are the public health goals of the proposed public health program? So, of course, if you're looking at a program, you want to look at your goals. The second is how effective is the program in achieving its stated goals? You know, looking at the underlying assumptions of the program, how do you decrease risk, those kind of things. The third, what are the known or potential burdens of the program? So we look at data, statistics, surveillance. So these are all things that you would do when you're getting ready to get a program going. Can these burdens be minimized, or are there alternative approaches that we need to think about and negotiate? Is the program implemented fairly, looking at principles of distributive justice, requiring the fair distribution of benefits and burdens? And the last one is, how can the benefits and burdens of the program be fairly balanced? So these are all extremely useful public health program kind of initiatives that we want to do and review when we're getting ready to do a program. So how can we use the public health ethics framework in a integrated nursing framework? So I thought that we could use the similar six steps from the ethics framework in public health that can be applied to many areas in nursing education, and they can be included in such courses as pharmacology, research, assessment of the client, and concepts of nursing practice and leadership, the same course content that we have in most of the curriculum. But it would really take an instructor in education, so we need to go back and look at our instructors and and lead them to integrate this framework into many examples for students, but it could potentially be very influential to the practice of nurses in all venues of healthcare. So we can take those public health ethics framework and associate it with the nursing. So this is what it might look like if we were to do that for our nursing education framework. One, what if any are the public health goals of the proposed nursing therapy? So if we're teaching our patients to do something in particular, is there something that we can look at in a public health situation, like altered behavior related to diet, exercise, smoking? These are all huge public health issues that start with the individual but go forward. Secondly, is how effective is the nursing intervention in achieving the public health goal? For instance, will the intervention be able to change behavior, learn the techniques, have resources available, and support to sustain change? That's really what we're looking at in a public health situation, but we can also apply it to the individual. Third, what are the known or potential burdens of the nursing intervention to the individual patient and their family or their community? So, for instance, what data supports burdens of behavior change proposed to the individual? And is their family, community, costs, social changes, support of the family and friends, looking beyond, again, just that individual, but looking at their situation on a much broader scale? I think to some extent, you know, we're pretty good at that in nursing, looking at their social environment, but we can do better. Number four, can these burdens to the individual, the family, the community be minimized? Are there alternative approaches? So what can we do to support them and minimize these burdens? So sometimes, you know, we really have to look at maybe some alternatives to what is being offered to them at discharge. It might be that the patients can't fulfill the discharge plan, so we have to change it a little bit, but we won't know that unless we ask, you know, the right questions. Number five, is the proposed nursing intervention implemented fairly? What social implications are there related to distributive justice so that the distribution of benefits and burdens are justified? Resources, time, travel. That's more difficult, and it may change with healthcare reform. But right now, you know, we're pretty much stuck with whatever resources they have, and we do the best that we can to get alternative resources through, you know, pro bono care. We all have, you know, certain agencies that we know will take a patient who doesn't have insurance, but we can only go so far with that. And then when they hit a cutoff, then we're stuck. Number six, how can the benefits and burdens of the intervention be fairly balanced for the individual and family and their community? We need to review the individual case related to the individual cases and see if the social burden benefit is justified. So we really do have to look into maybe not just their family, but their community. Do they have, you know, neighbors that can help them get transportation, things like that? And those are things that we're not really taught how to do, how to be. But we do learn those sometimes out of necessity. But that's something that we can look at on a more formal basis. And this might be considered controversial in some schools. Such a curricular change would be controversial, as we still focus for the most part on individual patients and their individual needs. And, you know, some instructors might say, well, we're not a school of public health, we're a school of nursing. But yet we need to understand that, you know, they all go together. If we're ever going to move toward a more just medical system in the United States, it will take this type of education within the healthcare provider's educative process to begin to see how more ethical public health, social justice approaches to healthcare can even begin to be introduced in society. So it does take a paradigm shift to not only just kind of looking at the individual, but also looking at that context in the broader sense.